from KQED.
California has committed to green power, subsidizing big projects to make a viable market and building up the transmission network to bring the power from often remote locations to urban areas. But some of these projects are coming up against blowback. Ruxandra Guidi of KPBS reports as part of our ongoing series on California's renewable energy goals.
Since 2005, the massive transmission line project known as the Sunrise Power Link has been promising green energy for Southern California. Meant to circumvent delicate desert and forest terrain in the Imperial Valley, the project is a 120-mile daisy chain of towers, solar desks, substations, and other infrastructure. On a warm, sunny day last fall, hundreds of executives and state government officials descended on the desert town of Boulevard to see then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger dedicate one of his pet projects.
Sunrise Powerlink will carry 1,000 megawatts of clean energy to San Diego, enough power to power 650,000 homes.
But outside the gate, about 100 protesters gathered with signs criticizing San Diego Gas and Electric and its parent company, Sempra Energy. Local community and environmental groups have repeatedly tried to stop the project by filing state and federal lawsuits. Most recently, a legal challenge to the power link questions its swift approval by three federal agencies.
My main concern is the cultural burials that are out there.
David Elliott represents the Manzanita Band of the Kumeyaay Nation. He says most of the land the lines would crisscross is peppered with ancient burial grounds and artifacts.
We've been asked to survey, thousands of acres that we have asked, where is the footprint, where is the engineer's shot survey line that this proposed towers or lines or roads or whatever it is, work yards, all these things that they're going to put out here to put in the line. We're asking, well, where is that? Because it's not flagged, it's not shot. When we ask that question, they're like, we don't know.
Much of the Imperial Valley is culturally and spiritually significant to other tribes besides the Kumeyaay, including the Kokopa, Quechan, Mojave, and Hulapai. The area is also home to the golden eagle and the endangered bighorn sheep.
The turbines, they cause noise problems, disrupt the animals, visual blight in this, pristine backcountry. They come apart from the high winds.
There's an energy explosion going on these days in the Imperial Valley. Dozens of projects have popped up throughout the desert, promising jobs and green energy for Southern California and even neighboring Arizona.
And, of course, all these windmill companies and the solar companies and the geothermal companies have sprung up because SDG&E is going to put a line through this area.
The licensing and approval project for the Sunrise Power Link was the most comprehensive ever completed on a power line in California history.
Art Larson is a spokesperson with SDG&E, which has spent years surveying the land and applying for federal permits.
It included 5 years of testimony, hearings, public meetings, a formal environmental review, and proposed and alternative decisions on the project.
But the tribes have their allies. Bill Powers is a San Diego-based environmental engineer. He's convinced this particular solar technology will soon be outdated and thinks rooftop solar is a better option.
These projects are more expensive, more resource-intensive, and yet the U.S. government is throwing billions of dollars that we do not have at obsolete technology that is doing permanent damage to pristine areas of the desert. It's the perfect storm.
That storm has been brewing for years. But until very recently, the concerns of Native American tribes from the Imperial Valley and surrounding areas were overshadowed by opposition from environmental groups.
It just seems like there are so many projects that the people that are involved in these projects, they're overwhelmed.
Bernice Piper from the Kumeyaay Nation says it's been difficult for the local tribes to organize against the Sunrise Power Link.
And they're giving like 30, 60, 60 days to go through this. And I mean, the projects, there's numerous projects out here. It's just not enough time. We've been flooded with the information.
But one of those projects recently got an unexpected red light. In December, a federal judge granted the Quechan tribe's request to stop work temporarily on the Tisera solar plant, a 700-megawatt project connected to the power link. And this week, Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced legislation that would make it more difficult to develop state or federal lands for green energy projects. For the California Report, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in San Diego.
Guidi has more about the Sunrise Link online at californiareport.org/energy.